Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, Wowzer fams, it's Mindy here, and I gotta confess, we've been keeping a secret from you. Okay, I'll just tell you. We have been working on a whole new podcast. That's right, Reg, a brand new podcast with funky beats and a fresh new host. Well, yes, you are funky and fresh, Reggie, but no, you are not the host for this one. But there are a lot of big names, like Goldilocks, Rapunzel, the Tortoise, and the Hare. It's Once Upon a Beat, Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast where we take your favorite folk tales and fables and remix them for a new generation. That's you. Every episode is a new spin on a familiar story with music and hooks that you won't find anywhere in the storybooks. And it's all queued up by your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuch, and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. I know! I want to listen right now, too! But we gotta wait until the end of the episode for a special sneak peek. Wowzer fams, stick around after today's episode to listen to the trailer for Once Upon a Beat. And if you like it, you can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere on May 1st. It's Once Upon a Beat. That's it. And now let's get back to the show. Just move this light over here. And pop this over here. All right. I think we're ready to roll, Reg. Go ahead. Get behind the camera. Okay. How am I looking? A little to the right. All right, Reg. Count me in. Hey, all you cool pups and puppers. My name's Mindy, and welcome to my ZooZoom channel. Today, we'll get interrupted by the doorbell. Cut! Take 5, Reg. Walk, 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 walk.
Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, Guy Razzi. Why do you sound so chipper?
Well, Mindy, remember how I told you I was trying out a new composting method?
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Well, look, it worked.
Put that away, Guy Raz. What is that smell?
What? Do you see those maggots in there, Mindy?
I can see the maggots. Please, get them away from me.
Ugh. All right, I was just... wait a minute. Mindy, what are you and Reggie up to over there?
Nothing?
Mindy, is that my camera?
No. It's your smartphone. It just happens to have a camera built into it.
And my tripod?
Well, technically, it's a duopod now.
What?
I lost one of the legs.
Mindy!
Sorry, Guy Raz. I was trying to surprise you.
Surprise me with what?
With my newfound viral stardom.
Your what?
Oh, I'm a Zoo Zoomer now, and soon I'll be Zoo Zoom famous.
Zoo Zoom famous?
Uh-huh.
Mindy, what in the wow is Zoo Zoom?
You've never heard of Zoo Zoom?
No.
Oh, you are missing out, Guy Raz. Here, I'll show you. Let me just get out my laptop here. Browser, web search, clickety-clack. Zoo, zoo, ooh, ooh, ooh,
oh, right, Zoo Zoom. It's that video sharing website, but it's only for animals, right?
Yeah, here, check it out. There's this blue-footed booby bird who teaches all these viral dances. And then there's this monkey who got real rich and famous unboxing bananas.
Wait, don't you mean unpeels bananas?
Yeah, same thing. And now there's this cat that just went viral for giving out legal advice.
Okay.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Huh?
All you need to know, Guy Raz, is that with these next few videos that I'm going to be uploading, your best friend is about to become the biggest thing that ever hit Zoo Zoom.
Uh-huh. And how exactly will you be doing that, Mindy?
With this camera in your smartphone?
No, Mindy. I mean, what type of videos are you making that you think are going to be so popular that you'll become a Zoo Zoom star?
Oh, right. Well, my videos are going to be all about animal life hacks.
Animal life hacks?
Yeah, you know, little everyday tricks to make life a little easier.
Oh, right, like how I use a pants hanger to keep my recipe books open when I'm cooking.
Exactly, and my life hack is not cooking and eating your food instead. Anywho, it turns out animals have a whole bunch of life hacks of their own.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, I got the idea after reading this great life hack that these tree crickets in India use to help them find a mate.
And what do they do?
Well, I could tell you.
Or you could show me?
What? No! Or you can help me film my next Zoo Zoom video and find out for yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
Come on, Guy Razzy. Wanna put on this producer's hat and help me shoot a few videos?
Well, I guess.
Yes. Hey, Reg. Ready to start rolling again? Okay, Guy Raz, this next video is going to be all about love songs.
Oh, love songs. Like, maybe this one?
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the chitterbug in Muskrat Land.
Not that kind of love song.
Oh, sorry, just got a little carried away there.
Yes, you did. But it turns out that a lot of animals actually do find partners by singing.
By singing?
Well, maybe not singing in the way we're used to it, but they do attract mates by making a lot of noise.
Oh, right. You mean like a mating call?
Exactly. Birds do it, koalas do it, even crickets do it.
Oh, yeah, right. You mentioned crickets before. Weren't they the whole reason you started making these videos?
Yeah, because according to scientists at the National Center for Biological Resources in Bangalore, India, these little crickets have come up with a neat little life hack to make their mating calls louder and more attractive to potential partners.
And what's that?
Well, I'll tell you about it in a second, but first, I've got to get into costume.
Costume?
Uh-huh. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is! Just gotta stick my head through here. Now I just gotta get my rear end into this.
Mindy, Mindy, what in the wow are you wearing?
My cricket costume.
Uh-huh.
It's based off those tree crickets they were studying in Bangalore, India.
Is that so?
And listen, It even trills.
What do you mean it trills?
I mean, it does this.
Ah!
Pretty realistic, huh?
It's pretty loud is what it is, Mindy.
You're telling me? We're talking 60 decibels. Right, Reg? Okay, I'll turn it off.
And a decibel is a unit of measurement for sound, right?
That's right.
And 60 decibels is about the same amount of noise that you'd expect to hear in a crowded restaurant.
Yeah, like the Spit Take restaurant on a Friday night.
And this annoying and loud noise...
which is called trilling.
Right. This is what the Indian tree cricket uses to find a mating partner?
Yep. The louder, the better.
And those little insects are able to make that much noise?
Oh, yeah. And some of them can make much, much more.
Really?
Yep. A big, healthy, burly cricket can make up to 70 decibels worth of noise by trilling.
Wow! That's like being right next to a roaring vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, and so these smaller crickets have come up with a neat little life hack to make their mating calls louder and increase their chances of finding love.
And what is it, Mindy?
Oh, well, it's when two people who have very special feelings for each other.
No, I know what love is, Mindy. I'm talking about the life hack.
Oh, okay.
How do these crickets make their mating calls louder?
Well, why don't you smash that record button and find out?
Oh, right.
We rolling on sound, Reg?
Ow.
Great. Want to count me in, Guy Raz?
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, action!
Hey, all you cool pups and puppers. It's your gal Mindy here, coming at you with a brand new animal life hack.
Life hack.
How many times have you been trying to attract a partner with your trilling? Only to be trilled out by the cricket next door. Well, fear not, because thanks to the good tree crickets of India, we have a hack that is going to take your trilling up to 3 times louder.
Louder!
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 To find out how, let's head over to the kitchen. And cut!
Cut!
Zuzuing is hard work.
That was great, Mindy.
You think so?
Absolutely. I'm hooked. So what's the hack?
Well, why don't we go reset in the kitchen and I'll tell you all about it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, you grab the camera and the tripod and Reggie, you still okay to do sound? Excellent. Follow me. Walk, 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 walk. And open.
Whoa. Mindy, is that...
a giant potato chip? Yeah.
It must be 9 feet in diameter.
9 and a half, actually.
Mindy, why do you have a 9.5-foot potato chip in your kitchen?
I'm going to use it to help model how these tree crickets amplify their mating calls.
They amplify their mating calls with... potato chips?
No, not exactly. See, the Indian tree crickets use a leaf, but the concept is basically the same.
Okay, you're gonna have to explain this to me, Mindy, because I am completely lost.
Okay. So in the wild, when a tree cricket wants to amplify its trilling...
which means to up its chances of attracting a mate.
Exactly. It will climb up a tree, find a nice big leaf, chomp a hole in the middle of it.
And then?
And then stick its head through the hole.
What?
It's a technique known as baffling. Essentially, the cricket uses the leaf as an acoustic megaphone.
And this life hack actually works?
Yep. And according to the researchers, the smaller, quieter crickets became pretty attractive to the females once they started baffling. She couldn't even tell the difference between them and those larger, louder male crickets.
Wow, so the smaller crickets were able to make up for their lack of size and sound through this trick called baffling?
Yeah, and not only that, but the female crickets also stayed with the baffling crickets longer than the crickets who didn't baffle.
Ah, meaning that those crickets that use this life hack have a better chance of reproducing and passing along their genes.
You know it.
That's kind of incredible, Mindy, because we don't really think of insects using tools, but that's exactly what these crickets are doing. They're using a tool to make their lives a bit easier.
See? Life hack. Pretty wow, huh?
Yeah. And so your plan now is to...
take a big old bite out of this giant potato chip and stick my face through it? Yes. Yes, it is.
Where do you want me to set up?
How about right over there next to the shrunken oven?
Huh? Do you mean the toaster?
Is that what it's called?
All right.
Okay, and how we doing for sound, Reg? Ready to roll, Guy Raz?
Just one second, Mindy. Okay, we're ready.
All right, count me in.
In 3, 2, 1, action!
Welcome back, all you Mindyacs, to this special episode of Animal Life Hacks.
Life Hacks.
We're here in my kitchen with the second biggest potato chip I've ever baked.
Second biggest?
And no, it's not for eating, not all of it anyway. We're going to be using this potato chip to help us amplify our trills, making them as loud as they can be. Okay, let me just grab the giant potato chip here. Whew! Step one, find something large and flat, like a potato chip or a leaf. Check! Step two, bite a hole about the size of your head in the middle of that thing. Mmm, that's really good!
Mindy, should I keep rolling?
Uh-huh, make sure to get all of this! Okay, step three, shove your face through the hole you just made. Okay, now step four, trill!
What in the...
And there you have it, folks. A quick and easy way to make your trilling loud and proud, taking it to the next level. If you find you love using this animal life hack, be sure to smash that like button and subscribe. And remember, to all you cool pups and puffers out there, stay possum! And cut!
Cut!
Whew. Now, just to get my head out of this potato chip, I'm just gonna... Here we go!
That was great, Mindy!
Thanks, Guy Razzie. Wanna watch it back?
Sure. What button is that?
That one right there.
This one?
No, not that one! That's the...
deleted.
whoopsie.
Aw, bunker balls! It's gone! Now I've got to bake a whole new potato chip.
Sorry, Mindy.
It's okay, Guy Razzie. Want to help me finish this chip off? I know how you feel about food waste.
It seems like the least I can do.
Reggie, want in on some of this potato chip? It's your favorite. You know, I wonder if there's a life hack out there to make your chewing even louder.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home. every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the world.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Lindsay and Guy Raz. My name is Jack. I'm 6 years old, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. My wow in the world is there are more caribou in Alaska than people. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force,
Booyah!
And da-da-da, Static Man. Hi, I love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Jake, and I live in Lotus, California. My wow is that there might be an eighth continent under New Zealand called Zealandia. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Stella. I live in New York. My wow in the world is that blue-blooded spiders use copper in their blood cells to carry oxygen around their bodies. This makes their blood blue. Thanks. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force,
oh, snap.
And Dennis for me.
Bye!
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ryan, and I am 8. I am from Fairfax, Virginia. And my wow, my world, is that most U.S. dollar bills circulate for about 5 to 6 years. Bye!
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Karen, and I live in Oahu, Hawaii. And my wow in the world is that there are wild hamsters. Say hi to Dennis for me, because Dennis is awesome.
Aww.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Elsa, and I'm 7 years old. And I live in Alexandria, Virginia. My wow is that granite countertops come from magma. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis for us.
Hi there.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Oliver, and I am in Petaluma, California. My wow in the world is that hummingbirds can flap their wings more than 60 times per second. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Asher from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 4 years old. And my wow in the world is that the Ethelet shark can swim and walk at low tide. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Robert and his is Liam. I'm 8 and he's 7. We're from Maple, Ontario. And our wow is
that sea turtles live since dinosaur times.
Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, consider becoming a member of our World Organization of Wowzers. Each membership includes episode-specific digital activities, science experiments, book lists, and more.
Plus, you'll get a welcome box including a special edition members-only T-shirt and an autographed picture of us. Find out more at tinkercast.com.
There you can also find more info on our upcoming shows, shop our shop, and find our New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken, with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
And
Grandma G-Force wrangles Grandma G-Force.
Grandma G-Force, get out of the credits!
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker.
And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find their music at thepopups.com.
And special thanks to the rest of our Wow in the World team, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Henry Moskal.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show or on an upcoming new episode of Two What's in a Wow.
Also, be sure to subscribe to Wow in the World wherever you get your podcasts, and you can also ask your smart speaker to play Wow in the World.
Thanks for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing.
Keep on wooding.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classics, stories retold. Mystery and magic, adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. Our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!